Rachel Schwartz is a junior at the University of Virginia, a double major in biology and foreign affairs. So it was no surprise that she found the subject of chemical weapons interesting.
I was writing a research paper for my class in anti-terrorism and the role of intelligence, and I decided to kind of branch away from the Iraq and Afghanistan track a lot of students were taking and focus in on Syria.
That paper helped her win a prestigious summer internship at the International Institute for Counterterrorism in Israel. There she did far more than get coffee for colleagues and answer the phone.
You do your own research, and the goal is to write a mini thesis.
She decided to dig deeper into the situation in Syria and learned that there had been 6 chemical attacks on civilians there, the most recent just before Christmas, in homes.
It was very small scale, only a couple killed. I think 50 were infected with the sarin, so it was not really heard of on the national or international scale. And that was when Assad really started testing the waters.
She was back in the States on August 21st when chemical bombs rained down on the suburbs of Damascus. Schwartz, like other internet witnesses, was horrified, but she was gratified when her research was given to hundreds of experts on counterterrorism in September. They had come to an international meeting to discuss Syria and related topics, and Schwartz's work provided important background. She now plans a career in world affairs and hopes to help prevent or more effectively counter future attacks. I'm Sandy Houseman.